When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Fall's here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to Motivational Positivity for Entrepreneurs, the business motivation podcast that ignites your passion, powers your perseverance, and transforms your potential into success. Designed by PrimePod Network for the dreamers, the doers, and the believers in business, this is where your journey to greatness begins. Get ready to be inspired.
I've had the good fortune of living the American dream. I just kind of had an itching to go run my own thing. You know, the only way you could be a failure is not to have failed. To be honest with you, the first company I went at was a total disaster. It was like running a 100-yard dash and being smacked in the face with a 2x4. I'll never forget, I think it was my second day on the job, the CEO said, "Keith, I want you to say this at the next board meeting." And I go, "Maria, I will not say that. That would be a lie." "You get that big pit in your stomach and you just turn warm inside." I just made the biggest mistake of my life. You know, obviously, my drive comes from my upbringing, and it's about paying it forward and giving it back. You know, one of the things my dad always said is the key is when the world hands you a sack of sour lemons, the objective of the game is to turn it into sweet lemonade. And I was fortunate enough to be able to do that. And I ended up hooking up with three PhD scientists from the IBM research labs that had a technology. It would change the way mechanical engineering was done. And it took about 2.5 years, but it worked. And we changed the way mechanical engineering is done with that software from RAS. And we created a thing called mechanical design synthesis and design optimization. We were all set to take it public. And then a company called Paramount Technology came in and bought it from us.
So let's talk about Ariba. So Ariba starts right after RASNA.
Our revenue doubled quarter over quarter for 12 quarters in a row. We took it public after 2.75 years, got up to 40 billion, and to this day, 3.7 trillion of transactions.
Trillion.
More than all the trade in the Western Hemisphere, more than eBay, Alibaba, and Amazon combined go through that Ariba network. The lesson I learned, and it was always straight in front of my face. You know, I grew up in the Midwest, great Midwestern values. Integrity was key, same at General Motors, Purdue, all of that. And there was a different value system. So from there on out, always job one is to make sure every organization, every company had a great set of values and integrity, because people can say, "Hey, I don't like how you look. I don't like where you went to school," but they can't take your integrity away.
You know, it's a tremendous honor to be here. This truly is. my happy place. And so for the class of 2021, and your parents, your families, and your friends, I just have one question for you. Is Purdue the greatest university or what?
First of all, you gotta trust yourself.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
And, you know, that's because you can't trust anybody else unless you trust yourself. And, you know, I found a way to build that trust is keep jumping in water over your head. But we can come back to that. But so you go into a new environment, go into a new company, something like that. So how do you build trust? Well, you do it one on one. And so the question is, can you build trust at a lunch? Can you do it at a dinner? And what I found, one of the things that works is you can't be afraid to be vulnerable. Because when you're vulnerable with somebody, about 95% of the time, they'll reciprocate in kind. And when both sides are vulnerable, that forms a connection. And that is a way that I found all the time. Or also another one is, tell me your story. Everybody loves to tell their story. And I'm just naturally a curious person, so I love hearing. That never bores me. So it's really the power of one-on-one relationships.
We need to go back to this playbook. You went through it really quick, but it feels like this playbook has built a couple multi-billion-dollar businesses that conduct trillions of dollars worth of business.
Yeah.
Walk us through that playbook again.
The vision, right? And so for your vision, and our vision at Ariba was really simple. We said we want to build a great sustaining company into the 21st century. The mission is all about leadership, because the object of the game, particularly in Silicon Valley, is to be the category king. Because when you're the category king, you get 80% of the industry resources and 80% of market cap. Players 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, they can fight over the scraps. So our mission was to create a category called business-to-business electronic commerce and to be the leader. And then the next thing under that is your values. So, right, integrity's there, courage, high ambition, accountability, respect, the basics. And then we had a set of team rules that kind of personify those values. And by the way, same team rules for all the companies. The first one is direct, open, and honest communication. In a word, the truth. Because I had seen at General Motors, when you go through 15 levels, you know, I started at the lowest of the low production floor to the highest of the high, where I was a staff for the board of directors. I could see how that message would change, right? The second one is no ideas, a bad idea. And then we added parentheses, unless CEOs. So, because it's all about making a safe environment.
Sure, sure.
And you can make a safe environment when you mock out the CEO. Plus, it's fun. The third one is always raise the standard in everything we do, in our people, our processes, and our products. And if somebody can't keep up with that standard, you got to do something about it. Otherwise, you've automatically lowered your standard. Then the fourth one is we're a team first and functional specialist second. So you developers put your feet in the customer's shoes. You sales guys don't make commitments we can't keep. And then the fifth one is the most powerful one of all. And that is hire the best people, especially if they're better than us.
And the story out to Silicon Valley is an interesting one for you. I mean, you grew up small town Ohio. You worked in your dad's machine shop as a welder, went to school to become an engineer, and I think the plan was to go back to the machine shop, but something, it was a curveball that happened there.
It starts off in small town Ohio, where my father ran a machine shop and my mother was a teacher. At age 12, I became a welder in my dad's shop. In good times, he employed 5 workers. In tough times, I was his only employee. My father encouraged me to get some college knowledge and come back as an engineer to help him grow the business into a big company of 10 employees. While I did become an engineer, I never went back to work with my dad. But he was so proud I was a Boilermaker and just loved the fact that was also the name of his favorite after-work adult beverage. Here's to you, Pops.
And GM came on campus my sophomore year and gave me a full ride. It was a GM scholarship, so that was a real big turning point, because along with that went an amazing summer jobs and all that kind of stuff. And then GM sent me off to graduate school, too. And then my dad started calling them Generous Motors.
You're being humble. Summer student, but by age 26, you became the youngest VP in their history. What would they have been seeing in you for that to happen?
I think they saw somebody who wasn't afraid to take a risk and somebody who wasn't afraid to own something. And the summer before I started full-time at General Motors between years at business school, I worked in the New York Treasurer's office. And that basically is a staff for the board of directors. My first job was I was a second shift production foreman on the chassis line at Cadillac. But, what I saw happening at that time was robotics. This is in the early 80s. It was popping up. I had wrote, an equivalent to like a thesis at Harvard Business School on the utilization of robotics in the Japanese auto industry. So I went and I pitched the board of directors. General Motors should get in the robotics business. And to my surprise, they said, okay, how should we do it? Because they had like the most sophisticated robot technology. I said, we need a joint venture because we need a broad product line. And they said, with who? And I go, well, can I come back the next board meeting? And I'll never forget, I came back and I said, we should joint venture with a company called Fujitsu Fanuc. Now, understand, at that time, all those board of directors, they were World War II veterans. And they said, you mean partner with the Japanese? I go, yes, partner with the Japanese. And we built that up. To today, it's the largest manufacturer of industrial robots in the world. And the average age of that team probably was in the early 30s. And we put GE, IBM, and Westinghouse out of the business. We just became dominant in that area.
You talk about ownership, and I think that's a word that probably connects to a lot of our viewers. But, they'd also be thinking, how do I do that? Like, how did you have the confidence, the ownership to say, I'm ready to go pitch to the board?
Yeah. I think it comes down to I built a high-performance team as we were getting going, right? Mm-hmm. And that's the most important job of any CEO. And I really believe that the organization, the company, with the best people wins. Then the key is how to get them working together as a team, right? The way I believe in that is you've got to have a North Star, a noble cause. You also need an enemy because, that stops the water cooler talk. Nothing gets the blood stir. The United States State Department, we call it an adversary, but in business, we call it an enemy. And then the third thing you need is you need a plan. And with all these companies that I had the good fortune to build and these different organizations I ran, we would always have a playbook. And that's basically the vision, the mission, the values, the team rules, long-term goals, strategy, all boiled down to execution. So it really was a way to maintain alignment and a tremendous tool when it comes to scaling. Well, they can go to the Kroc Institute for Tech Diplomacy. That website is techdip.org. KeithKroc.com is another one. I'm on Twitter. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Facebook.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Get 15% off a set of BrakeBest Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!